on page Lamed Hey. Page Lamed Hey, we are only a few lines down. Adam Shudar Bikhvar. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 lines down. 6 lines down on page Lamed Hey. Adam Shudar Bikhvar V'eini Boyasara. A person who lives in a village and does not have with him 10 people. He does not have 10 people with him to say davar shel kedusha. Ay b'makom ki he love iicher love ad asher amru kvar yehesh shmei rabba. A person wants to say, have the opportunity to say yehesh shmei rabba, but he does not have a minion. Either because there is no minion to be found, or he gets woken up late and there is no place he can find a minion. So it's amazing what he says. You've never heard this in modern day halacha. Yoimar, he should say v'yata. He should take out a chumash and he should say the pasuk in Bamidbar Yudalid Yudzayin, v'yata now, what Moshe Rabbeinu said after the Egel, Yigdal no koyach Hashem ka'asher dibarto lemar. He should say this pasuk. Because this pasuk basically is the equivalent of Yiskadal v'Yiskadash Mei Rabba.
I have a sitter at home. When I was davening in work, I used to use it for this kind of thing. They had all these psukim that you want to say. You learn the halacha that quotes the pasuk.
You wrote the halacha quote, but here he's not even saying to quote the halacha. He's saying the equivalent. If you cannot it's very worthy every day to have an opportunity to answer Yehei. Shmei Rabba Mivarach Liolam Uliol Mei Olmayo. Chazal say amazing things about a person with kavana. Says this expression: if you can't do it with a minion, don't lose out on the opportunity. Take a chumish, open it up to Bamidbar Yudalid Yudzayin, and say the pasuk V'ata now Yigdal Na. May it be great the Koyach Hashem. The power of Hashem, kasher dibarto lemar, as you've spoken, and he says. By heart, I think obviously by heart. And then you can see another pasuk in Yecheskel, v'hiskadilti, v'hiskadishti, I will become great and sanctified, v'noidati, I will be known, le'enei goyim, rabim, that's like yiskadal v'yiskadash, rabim, v'yodu ki ani Hashem. Another pasuk, Yehi Shem Hashem Mivarach. Yes, because each one brings to the table another element. V'iskadilti v'iskadishi is Yiskadal v'Yiskadash. Shmei Rabba is Yigdal Nakoyach Hashem. Yes, because there's no minion. Yehi Shem Hashem. What? Has a big yud. Yigdal's a big. Yeah. Yigdal Hashem. Okay, that's a different reason why it's a big yud. Okay. But these psukim, these three psukim, each one contributes another element of Yiskadal v'Yiskadash Shmei Rabba. Then Yishem Hashem Mevorach Me'ata V'Ad Olam. You say Yiskadal v'Yiskadash Shmei Rabba, his great name. Yishem Hashem Mevorach. That's the Shem Hashem Me'ata V'Ad Olam. V'Yiskadilti V'Yiskadishti is Yiskadal v'Yiskadash, and Yigdal Nakoyach. Yigdal no koyach Hashem koyach. The reason why we want to focus on koyach is because how many words are there in Yiskadal and Kedusha until you conclude Yehesh Shmei Rabba? 28 words. There are 28 words. How many letters are there in Yehesh Shmei Rabba itself? 28. It's all about the number 28. We spend time learning the nusach of Kaddish. The number 28 is the most prominent number, koyach, and therefore a person should recite these three pesukim if he does not have a minion, so that at least he should have said Yehei Shmei Rabba Mivarach Liolam Uliolmeil Mayot. It's fascinating that in none of the siddurim that we have today in the art scrolls, so they don't have this.
It is between 130 and 140 letters.
The entire thing.
Yeah.
But what about Yehei Shmei Rabba? Just Yehei Shmei Rabba. Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach Liolam Uliolmeil Maya. 28 letters. I'm not mistaken. How many words are there from the beginning of Yiskadal V'Yiskadash until 28 words? 28. There are two different 28s, and therefore we Therefore, that's why it is worthy to recite these three psukim.
You have to say all three?
Yes, because each one bring is another element of the kedusha of kaddish. V'hiskadilti v'hiskadishti is yiskadal v'hiskadal. That's where it comes from. That's the makor it comes from.
But the yiskadal doesn't have Hashem's name.
Yiskad.
Right,
right. That's why this pasuk in and of itself is not sufficient. Just saying, we say Yiskadal v'Yiskadash Shmei Rabbah, his great name. This pasuk v'Hiskadilti v'Hiskadishti, Hashem is the speaker. Hashem doesn't say Shmei Rabbah; it just says v'Hiskadilti v'Hiskadishti v'Noidati. I will be known le'enei goyim rabim v'yodu ki ani Hashem. Okay, so it's not the exact nusach of what we say. Therefore, but this, by the way, is the source of why we say Yiskadal v'Yiskadash. And that's why there's a very big debate. Do you say Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh, or do you say Yiskadal v'Yiskadash? So, to be consistent, you should say Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh, because v'Yiskadel and Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh is Aramaic, and that is the Nusach, the entire Kedusha is written in Aramaic. So if Shmei Rabbah Mivarach Le'olam Ulyolim Yisparach V'Yishtabach, the Nusach is Aramaic. So be consistent. So say Yiskadel V'Yiskadesh. Why would you want to change from the Aramaic form to the Hebrew form Yiskadal V'Yiskadash? It's because in Yiches